experience which I had when I stayed in Govindakund this year for an entire month.
Želio sam vam reći nešto o jednom jako posebnom duhovnom iskustvu kojeg sam imao kada sam ove godine boravio na Govindakundu.
I was sitting every day under one tree and overlooking a lake, and at the back there was this beautiful sacred mountain, Giriraj.
Svaki dan sam sjedio ispod jednog drveta i odatle sam imao pogled na jedno predivno jezero i u pozadini je bilo sveta planina Giriraj.
In the tree there lived about 10 green parrots.
Na tom drvetu je živjelo oko 10 zelenih papagaja.
Each evening at around 5 o'clock I saw a herd of white cows and sometimes a black antelope.
Svako večer oko 5 sati bih vidio jedno stado divljih krava i ponekad i crnu antilopu.
And there were a lot of monkeys.
I tu je bilo jako puno majmuna.
But it was not a problem. Usually monkeys disturb when you try to meditate, but this time it was not a problem because one monkey acted as my bodyguard.
I obično tu imate jako puno problema zato što ti majmuni vole da uznemiravaju, međutim ovaj put nisam imao problema zato što je tu bio jedan majmun koji je djelovao kao moj tjelohranitelj.
He chased the monkeys away which were disturbing or threatening to disturb.
On bi otjerao majmune koji su smetali i oni koji bi prijetili da smetaju.
Now, as I was surrounded by this paradisical atmosphere, I made an important discovery for my spiritual life, which I would like to share with all of you this evening.
I boraveći u tom rajskom okruženju, imao sam jedno zanredno iskustvo koje bih želio večeras da podijelim sa vama.
I made a simple discovery that every one of us, monkeys and humans and tortoises and antelopes and cows, were unified in one activity that is breathing.
I tada sam otkrio nešto da svi mi i ljudska bića i majmuni i krave i kornjače, da svi smo zajedno u jednoj aktivnosti, a to je disanje.
You may say, well, that's obvious, it's not a discovery.
Možete reći, to je očigledno, to nije neko otkriće.
But for me, as I was sitting for one month meditating under this tree, I really felt this was something I had overlooked. We were all breathing.
Ali za mene koji sam sjedio tu mjesec dana, za mene to bilo otkriće. Mi smo svi bili jedinstveni u tome da imamo to disanje.
The entire creation was breathing.
Čitava kreacija je disala.
And as I began to think more deeply about it, I found out that we were not consciously breathing, but we were participating in a divine arrangement, which is breathing.
I dok sam sve dublje razmišljao o tome, shvatio sam da mi to ne radimo svjesno. Često ne radimo to svjesno, nego učestvujemo u tom jednom božanskom aranžmanu koji se zove disanje.
I don't know if I'm so clear in expressing myself. No one of us is consciously inflating and deflating his or her two lungs.
Ne znam da li uspijevam da se jasno izrazim. Niko od nas svjesno ne širi i ne skuplja svoja pluća.
It is something which goes on unconsciously, without our conscious intervention.
To je nešto što radimo nesvjesno, bez svjesne intervencije.
I can use my consciousness to try to stop breathing.
Mogu upotrijebiti svoju svjesnost da pokušam da zaustavim disanje.
By telling myself, okay, close your nose and your mouth.
Tako što ću sam sebi reći, ajde sada zatvori svoj nos i usta.
But the breathing itself goes on unconsciously.
Ali samo disanje se odvija nesvjesno.
Without a conscious intention.
bez svjesne namjere.
It would be more accurate to say that I am breathed.
Još bi bilo tačnije da kažem da sam ja taj koji je disan.
Maybe like a victim in an accident who due to the shock cannot breathe any longer is rescued by a rescue worker who inflates and deflates the lungs.
To se može uporediti sa osobom koja je bila žrtvom nekoj nesreći i onda osoba koja je spašava svojim naporom joj širi i skuplja pluća.
This discovery I found out in the Vedic scriptures that I am participating in a universal arrangement which is made for me, the first step in self-realization.
I ovo otkriće sam pronašao u vedskim spisima, a to je da ja učestvujem u jednom božanskom aranžmanu koji je napravljen za mene.
In a little while I would like to invite you in a simple breathing exercise which will make you very much conscious of yourself.
I uskoro ću vas pozvati da učestvujete u jednoj maloj vježbi disanja koja će vas učiniti svjesnima sami sebe.
But for now I just would like to share with you this discovery. Everything is arranged. I just need to be part of the divine plan which is perfect and not disconnect from it.
A za sada samo želim da istaknem tu pointu da mi smo svi učestvujemo u tom božanskom uređenju, svi smo dio toga i nismo odvojeni od njega.
This discovery to be part of a divine plan, which may be as simple as breathing and as complicated as finding out what you are meant to do in life, what is your dharma, that's the first step in self-realization.
I to otkriće je u stvari prvi korak u samospoznaje, on može da bude jednostavno poput disanja, ali isto tako i komplikovano kao da pronađemo šta je to što mi trebamo da radimo u životu.
I would like to bring you a little further.
Sada želim da vas odvedem još dalje.
On that day there was discovering that I'm part really of the universe and the arrangement of the universe, I remembered one statement from the Chandogya Upanishad.
Taj dan kada sam imao to otkriće da sam dio božanskog plana i uređenja, sjetio sam se jednog citata koji se nalazi u Chandogya Upanishadi.
Chandogya Upanishad says we all live in the city of our body.
Chandogya Upanishada kaže mi svi živimo u gradu našeg tijela.
The city has 9 gates.
I taj grad ima 9 kapija.
2 eyes.
2 oka.
2 ears.
2 uha.
2 nostrils.
2 nosnice.
1 mouth.
1 usta.
And 2 gates which are under the belt.
I još 2 kapije koje se nalaze ispod pojasa.
And through these 9 gates there's constant traffic going on with which we interact or through which we interact with the world around us.
I kroz tih 9 kapija se konstantno vrši razmjena informacija i to su kapije kroz koje mi imamo interakciju sa svijetom koji nas okružuje.
We see the objects of sights come inside our awareness.
Mi vidimo, odnosno objekti koji su predmet vida ulaze u našu svjesnost.
Sounds.
Zvukovi.
Smells.
Mirisi.
Food.
Hrana.
But something comes also out of us.
Ali istovremeno nešto i izlazi iz nas.
Through which we communicate with the world.
Pomoću čega mi komuniciramo sa svijetom.
We say words.
Izgovaramo riječi.
We make children.
Pravimo djecu.
And we take care of the garbage.
Isto tako se brinemo i za smeće.
A city of 9 gates with traffic.
To je znači grad sa 9 kapija i razmjena informacija koja se tu događa.
Now within the city of 9 gates there's a very special house called the heart.
I u tom gradu sa devet kapija nalazi se jedna jako specijalna kuća koja se zove srce.
Srce, yes. And in this house of the heart is a very special room which only few have discovered.
I u toj kući srca se nalazi jedna jako posebna soba koju je samo nekolicina ljudi otkrila.
It is called variously the sacred space.
Ona se zove na razne načine, na primjer sveti prostor.
Yeah, in Sanskrit it is called Hridaya Akash, the sky of the heart.
A na sanskritu se zove Hridaya Akash, što znači nebo srca.
I'm sorry to be so long, but now I can make my point.
Žao mi što sam malo odužio, a sada ću zaista da napravim svoju pointu.
My dear people, most of us don't know where this sacred space is.
Dragi ljudi, većina nas ne zna gdje se nalazi taj sveti prostor.
Most of us are always outside of us.
Većina nas se većinu vremena nalazimo izvan nas sami.
Most of the time we are not really there.
Većinu vremena mi nismo zaista tu.
We are not present.
Nismo prisutni.
In that inner space.
U tom unutrašnjem prostoru.
We have lost ourselves in the world.
Izgubili smo se u svijetu.
We are not even present with our body. We don't know that we breathe.
Nismo prisutni čak ni sa svojim tijelom, ne znamo da dišemo.
We have left the city of nine gates, our own home, and are somewhere spacing out.
Napustili smo taj svoj grad sa devet kapija, negdje smo izvan i u negdje smo u prostoru.
But if you find that inner space,
ali ako otkrijete taj unutrašnji prostor,
you will find yourself,
pronaći ćete sam sebe,
and the supreme self,
i uzvišeno jastvo.
As long as you are not connected with it in a space, you are a servant of false and artificial desires.
Dok god niste u kontaktu sa tim samim sobom, vi ćete uvijek robovi svojih neprirodnih želja.
I'm repeating what the Upanishads say.
Sada ponavljam ono što Upanishade govore.
But when you find that inner space and know how to inhabit it, you discover your real desires.
Ali kada otkrijete taj unutrašnji prostor i naučite kako da boravite u njemu, onda ćete da otkrijete svoje stvarne želje.
When someone has found his inner space or his sacred space, all his intentions miraculously become fulfilled.
Kada osoba pronađe taj svoj unutrašnji sveti prostor, sve njegove želje sa nekim čudom bivaju ispunjene.
Yes, a person who is connected with that inner space, he wants something and it becomes true the next morning even.
Osoba koja je u kontaktu sa svojim unutrašnjim prostorom, ona odjednom otkrije da kada ima neku želju da se ona vrlo brzo ispuni, čak možda već sljedeće jutro.
But the Upanishads also say someone who has not found the sacred space, he will be very, very frustrated in his life.
Ali Upanishadi isto tako kažu da osoba koja nije pronašla taj svoj unutrašnji prostor, ona će biti jako, jako frustrirana.
And remain a slave to false or artificial desires.
I ostaće rob tih lažnih i neprirodnih želja.
How do you find this mysterious space?
Kako da pronađemo taj misteriozni unutrašnji prostor?
Well, one thing is to chant mantras.
Jedna stvar je da mantramo mantre.
Mantras help you to disconnect from the monkey mind.
Mantre vam pomažu da se odvojite od svog uma koji je nalik majmunu.
Have you ever seen a maimon?
Ako ste ikada vidjeli majmuna?
I don't want to shock you.
Želim samo da vas šokiram.
They are so disturbed.
Oni su tako uznemireni.
The minds are so fast.
Njihovi umovi su tako brzi.
They can never be present in the present.
Oni nikada ne mogu da budu prisutni u sadašnjosti.
They are always so external.
Uvijek su negdje vani.
So mantras bring you away from this problem and bring and connect you.
I mantre vas odvajaju od tog problema i povezuju vas.
And will free you from false desires.
I on vas isto tako i oslobađaju od lažnih želja.
I will tell you one more story and then I'm finished.
Reći ću vam još samo jednu priču i onda sam gotov.
Once there was a king.
Jednom je bio jedan kralj.
He was very rich.
Bio jako bogat.
In India, it is in these stories, the richer the king is, the more miserable he is. And this, he was very miserable.
U Indiji oni pričaju tako da što je kralj bogatiji, to je nesretniji. I ovaj naš kralj je bio jako nesretan.
Every morning his servant woke him up.
Svako jutro bi ga probudio njegov sluga.
The servant was a very happy man. He said, "Good morning, king. It's such a nice morning. The sun is out. I wish you the best day ever."
I taj sluga bio jako sretan i on kad bi ga probudio govorio bi, "O, danas je tako divan dan, želim vam predivan dan da imate."
But the king was so frustrated, he one day said, "Servant, what is your secret? Please tell me your secret. Why are you so happy?"
A taj kralj je jednog dana rekao, "Ti slugo, zašto se tako sretan? Kako, u čemu je tvoja tajna?"
"I don't know," said the servant, "maybe because I'm serving you."
Sluga je rekao, "Ne znam u čemu je stvar, možda je to što tebe služi."
"This can't make you happy to serve me," said the king. "You are my slave. This is not a happy situation in life to be someone's slave."
To ne može biti da je razlog tvoje sreće, rekao je taj kralj. Ti si moj rob. To ne može nikako da bude neka sretna situacija.
"I see it differently," said the servant. "I get the best food. I get the best clothes. My life is all right."
Ali sluga je rekao, "Ja to vidim na potpuno drugi način. Ja dobijam najbolju hranu, najbolju odjeću."
"Glupost," said the king.
Glupost, rekao je taj.
That same morning he asked his minister, "Why is this servant so happy and I am so unhappy?"
I to jutro je kralj pitao svoga ministra, "Zašto je taj sluga tako sretan, a ja sam tako nesretan?"
The minister answered, "Well, you live in the circle of the 99. He doesn't live in that circle."
Taj ministar je rekao, "Ti živiš u tom krugu 99, a on ne živi."
"What is the circle of the 99?" said the king.
"A šta je to krug 99?" pitao kralj.
"I can't explain you," said the minister. "I can only show you, but are you prepared to lose a happy servant?"
Ja to ne mogu objasniti, ja to mogu samo pokazati, ali da li si ti spreman da izgubiš svog sretnog sluga?
Yes.
Da.
So the minister said, "Come meet me in the evening and bring a bag of 99 gold coins."
Onda je ministar rekao, "U redu, dođi večeras, tada ćemo se naći, ponesi torbu i napuni sa 99 zlatnih novčića."
99 gold coins are not 100 gold coins, and they're also not 98, they are 99.
99 novčića ne znači da ih ima 100, niti da ih ima 98, nego tačno 99.
So the evening the king and the minister went with this bag to the servant's house.
I to veče ministar i kralj su sa tom torbom otišli do sluge.
So the window they saw that he was surrounded with happy children, his wives and his friends. And I think if they would have been in Belgrade, they would have eaten pita.
I onda su oni otišli do kuće tog sluge i tu su vidjeli njega kako je bio okružen sa svojom porodicom, djecom, prijateljima i mislim da su bili u Srbiji, onaj sigurno bi jeli pitu.
Though the minister put the bag with the 99 gold coins on the door and wrote a little piece of paper and then knocked at the door and ran to the bush where the king was hiding.
I onda je ministar tu torbu sa 99 novčića stavio ispred vrata, ispred slugnih vrata, uzeo komad papira, nešto zapisao, pokucao i pobjegao u grmlje gdje se kralj skrivao.
When the servant opened the door, he only found this bag with the money and the piece of paper.
I kada je sluga otvorio vrata, on je ugledao samo tu torbu sa novčićima i komad papira.
He waited until his friends and his family was in bed, and then looked at the bag and read the paper.
Onda je sačekao da njegovi prijatelji i žena odu na spavak i onda je pogledao tu torbu i pročitao ono što je bilo zapisano na papiru.
The paper said, "O servant, you are a good man. You have lived meritoriously. As a result, you have been granted this treasure."
I na tom papiru je pisalo, dragi slugo, ti si jako dobro živio, jako primjerno i zaslužio si ovaj novac.
The servant opened the bag and found the gold coins.
Sluga je otvorio torbu i pronašao 99 novčića.
He was so happy.
Bio je tako sretan.
Now I can buy everything which I ever wanted to own.
Sada mogu da kupim sve što sam ikada želio da imam.
He made 10 little towers with the gold coins.
Napravio je 10 malih hrpica sa ovih sa zlatnim novčićima.
And he pushed them around on the table.
I onda ih je gurao onako po
stolu. But then all of a sudden he saw one tower was a little bit smaller than all the other 9 towers.
I onda je primijetio da je jedna hrpica bila malo manja od ostalih 9.
This minister said to the king, now he will enter the circle of 99.
I onda je minister rekao kralju, sada će on da uđe u taj krug od 99.
Look very carefully what happens.
Gledaj sada jako pažljivo šta će se desiti.
He will become an unhappy man overnight.
Postaće nesretan čovjek preko noći.
Where is that one gold coin?
Sluga je rekao, gdje je taj jedan novčić?
He went under the table.
Savio se ispod stola.
He looked on the floor.
Pretražio pod.
And he thought, it must be my wife. She must have stolen that one gold coin.
Ne pomislio, mora da je moja žena sigurno ona ukrala ovaj jedan zlatni novčić.
Then he remembered it couldn't be possibly his wife because he was the only one who saw that gold bag.
Da je pomislio, pa to nije moguće jer on je bio jedin koji je vidio uopšte te novčiće.
His face became like mine.
Njegovo lice je postalo poput moga.
And he made a plan. I can't be happy without this missing gold coin.
Da je napravio plan. Ja ne mogu biti sretan bez tog jednog novčića koji nedostaje.
I will take a second job.
Morat ću da prihvatim drugi posao.
And I will send my wife to also go and have a second job.
I onda ću poslati ženu da i ona nađe drugi posao.
Next morning he came to the king.
Sljedeće jutro je došao kod kralja.
He didn't say dobro jutro like always.
Nije rekao dobro jutro kao što je to uvijek činio.
The king asked, what's wrong with you?
I kralj je upitao, pa šta mi je u redu sa tobom?
Don't ask me, I do my work, that's all.
Ne pitam, ja radim svoj posao, to je sve.
For 1 month, the king tolerated that unhappy servant, but then he dismissed him, because who wants to live with such a frustrated person?
Mjesec dana je kralj tolerisao toga slugu i onda ga je otpustio, jer ko želi da živi sa takvom frustriranom osobom?
I found this this story making a deep point.
Ova priča pravi jednu jako duboku poentu.
Most of us live in the circle of the 99.
Većina nas živi u tom krugu od 99.
We think I can only be happy if I have what I don't have at the moment.
Mislimo da mogu biti sretan samo ako imam ono što trenutno nemam.
This is a very dangerous philosophy of life.
To je jako opasna životna filozofija.
Because there will always be something which we don't have.
Zato što će uvijek biti nešto što nećemo imati.
We won't be so beautiful.
Nećemo biti tako lijepi.
We won't be so healthy.
Nećemo biti tako zdravi.
We won't have a functioning car.
Nećemo imati auto koje dobro radi.
Or like us, a functioning sound system.
ili za nas nećemo imati možda ovaj sistem za ozvučenje.
There's always something which you don't have.
Uvijek postoji nešto što nemate.
And as long as you're programmed in your thought that you can be happy only if you get what you don't have, then you are programmed for frustration.
I ako smo programirani tako da mislimo ne mogu biti sretan dok nemam, dok ne dobijem ono što nemam, ne, uvijek ćemo biti programirani da budemo frustrirani.
Or you are a servant of false desires.
Ili ste sluge lažnih želja.
Be present in the present.
Budite prisutni u sadašnjosti.
Connect with that inner space.
Povežite se sa tim unutrašnjim prostorom.
Where you are perfect as you are.
Gdje ste savršeni takvi kakvi jeste.
Where you realize I'm an eternal soul in the city of nine gates.
Gdje možete da shvatite, ja sam vječna duša koja se nalazi u gradu sa devet kapija.
Connect in that inner space with the Supreme Self or Paramatma, the Super Soul of God.
I povežite se u tom unutrašnjem prostoru sa uzvišenim jasom ili Paramatmom ili sa Bogom.
Chanting mantras can bring you from this superficial material consciousness level, the circle of the 99, down to the spiritual level of existence.
To izgovaranje mantri vas može dovesti sa tog površnog materialističkog nivoa koji se nalazi u tom krugu 99 do unutrašnjeg duhovnog nivoa.
On that spiritual level of existence, you will be satisfied where you are.
Na tom duhovnom nivou egzistencije bit ćete sretni takvi kakvi jeste.
When I was living on the lake,
i kada sam živio na tom jezeru,
I went every day around the second mountain.
Svaki dan sam obilazio oko jedne svete planine.
And every day I saw a man.
I svaki dan sam viđao jednog čovjeka.
He was sitting before the sacred mountain and chanting mantras.
On je sjedio pored te svete planine i izgovarao mantre.
Now one day I went very late.
I jedan dan sam krenuo jako kasno.
And I saw him in the darkness. I almost stumbled over him.
I vidio sam ga u mraku i skoro da sam zapeo na njega.
And I stopped.
I stao sam.
And I had this friend, Bhatti Vishal, who translated for me. I asked him, old man, you're sitting in the darkness.
Imao sam sa sobom prijatelja Bhatti Vishala koji mi je prevodio i rekao sam, o starče, pa ti tu si u mraku.
It gets cold.
I postaje hladno.
Where's your house?
Gdje ti je kuća?
He showed back and there was a little clay cottage, little, like, you know, 2 meters times 2 meters.
On je pokazao za sebe na jednu malu kolbicu koja je bila dimenzija 2 sa 2 metra i bila je napravljena od gline.
That will be too cold for the winter, I said.
I rekao sam, tu će biti previše hladno u zimi.
And then he looked at me.
I onda me je pogledao.
And I will never forget the light which came out of his eyes.
I nikada neću zaboraviti svjetlo koje je došlo iz njegovih očiju.
He said,
on je rekao, meni ne treba kuća.
I live in the Hridayakash, in the sacred space inside the heart.
Ja živim u Hridayakash, u tom svetom mjestu koji se nalazi u srcu.
I don't need electricity.
Nije mi potrebna struja.
That's full of light.
Ovo mjesto, to mjesto unutar mene je puno svjetlosti.
I only need this.
Samo mi je potrebno ovo.
Was not full of gold coins.
I to nije bilo puno zlatnih novčića.
When he showed me his little bag,
i onda mi je pokazao svoju malu torbicu,
I saw this inside.
I onda nije sam vidio ovo.
It's something, it's a meditational aid which helps you to concentrate more as you chant the sacred mantras.
Ovo je nešto što vam pomaže pri meditaciji na svete mantre.
I think this old man has a good lesson for all of us.
Ja mislim da ovaj starec ima nešto, jednu jako dobru lekciju za sve nas.
He gives away, his life tells us that our success in life is when we can come back inside the city of nine gates, inside the heart, and inside that special room where we as an eternal soul and a part of the Supreme Soul reside.
Njegov život nam daje poruku da mi možemo biti sretni jedino kada se vratimo u taj unutrašnji prostor, taj sveti prostor, kada možemo da osjetimo da smo dio božanskog ja, dio Boga.
I want to end here.
Ovdje želim da završim.
But I have a very important invitation for all of you.
Ali imam jedan jako važan poziv za sve vas.
When you leave this hall, please don't leave without this thought.
Kada napustite ovaj prostor, nemojte otići bez ove misli.
Perfection resides in you.
Savršenstvo leži u vama.
It resides in that sacred space.
Ono leži u tom svetom prostoru.
When you leave that sacred space, after some time you will feel disconnection in your life.
Kada napustite taj sveti prostor, nakon nekog vremena ćete se osjećati diskonektovano u životu.
When you live in that higher connection, you will see miracles unfolding.
Kada živite sa tom višom povezanošću, onda ćete vidjeti kako se dešavaju čuda.
Because at the chantom Upanishad says the whole universe and the spiritual world can fit into that sacred space.
Čandogya Upanishada kažu da čitav svijet i univerzum mogu da nastane taj unutrašnji prostor.